Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast day of the holy name of Jesus. We have an entire day which we dedicate just to that name. What's so important about that name? How many times throughout the day do we hear that name? How many times do we call upon his name? If you pray the rosary, you call upon his name a lot. Even if you just say the basic prayers of the rosary, you say his name 55, 56 times just in the midst of that rosary. You say it at every Hail Mary. You say it in the Creed. You say it often. It's a name which is on our lips. But do we realize what it means? Do you know what the word Jesus means? The holy name of Jesus. We talked about it. Huh? He is the Son of God, but the name itself means he saves. He saves. And so every time we use the name of Jesus, we're invoking he who is salvation upon us. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says in paragraph number 2666, says, for the name of Jesus contains all, his name is the only one that contains the presence it signifies. So his name is the only one that contains what it signifies, which means it signifies salvation. And so it actually contains salvation. When we invoke something into being, it comes into it with our words, it comes into existence. We've talked about that times before at Holy Mass. Do we recognize what it means when we say it? The name of Jesus should constantly be upon our lips. Because when we call upon that name, if a name is continually being invoked within our hearts, how are we going to give ourselves to laughing at those chistes rojos that come up? If we're constantly invoking the name of Jesus, those moments where those gossips start to come out, will they manifest themselves? If we're constantly invoking salvation, he who saves? Those moments where we find it easy to, you know, tell a half-truth. Are we going to tell the half-truth or the full truth when we invoke he who is the way, the truth, and the life constantly within our hearts? His name really has power. Those temptations against chastity or whatever it is that we're struggling with, are they going to come up if the name of salvation is always upon our lips? I leave you with this quotation from a holy man by the name of Richard Rohr. This is what he has to say about the name. He says, if you think the name of Jesus continually, it purges your sin and kindles your heart. It clarifies your soul. It removes anger and does away with slowness. It wounds in love and fulfills charity. It chases the devil away and puts out dread. It opens heaven and makes you a contemplative. It puts all vices and phantoms out from the lover. That's the power of the name. The power of the name of Jesus. And when we say it today, not just here in Holy Mass, let us recognize that power. And let that power of his name enter into us. May he be praised now and always and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.